This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Music theme on Friday, new wave music. Strange poll by Marvin, but everybody contributed with their favorite song. Let's see, who came up with this one? All together now.
Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh!
I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar,
and I met you.
See, we're having fun with this. Todd's got his eyes closed, like he's like crooning.
I enjoy singing, even if it's bad. I like to do it.
All right,
makes me feel good.
So, who came up with this one? I'm going to say, Paulie, this is you. Yes, Paul.
I would bet a week's pay it's Todd.
I would bet a week's pay it's Todd as well.
You should bet like a year's pay if you really want to make it.
All right. Do you know the band?
The Human League.
Okay.
I remember this was big in the middle of junior high school back in Brooklyn.
Good song.
Big summer song on the beach.
That's nice. So new wave music is the theme today. Do we have a new poll before we get to Dan Wetzel? Paulie?
Yes, here's the third poll, the thrice poll.
Okay.
Which Harbaugh brother had the worst day yesterday? Worst day yesterday, not worse. Think about it for a second. Jim Harbaugh had a rough day, caved to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to brand he and his program to some level of cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're still the favorite to win the national title.
Okay.
That hasn't changed.
All right.
John Harbaugh lost his best receiver, probably for the season, in a season that they're right back in the Super Bowl mix.
He's a great coach, and somehow we'll try to figure out how to work around that. Harbaugh, this stays with you. This will stay with him. And I don't know if it just ends and everybody goes, okay, go back to your regular jobs, nothing to see here. Dan Wetzel was going to be at the hearing, I believe, this morning. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times best-selling author. What happened here? What happened in the last, 12, 14, 16 hours here?
Well, the litigation is sort of a reason to negotiate in generally in these types of things. And so the Big Ten and Michigan and Harbaugh, the parties here, were going back and forth all week with different proposals on how to not go in front of a judge, because you go in front of the judge, anything can happen. Either side could win or lose. So they basically reached a settlement. Harbaugh and Michigan will accept the three games. The Big Ten will publicly announce that Jim Harbaugh, they have no, there's no proof, there's no information that says Jim Harbaugh knew what was going on, and they will drop their investigation. And so, obviously, the Big Ten gets their three-game suspension of Harbaugh, which is what they wanted. The part that Harbaugh and Michigan get is some certainty that going forward, should they get past Ohio State, get into the postseason, and say some other piece of information comes out some other evidence, some kind of question, because this is a program penalty, not a Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. They're not saying Harbaugh did it. They're saying Michigan did it. So something else comes out, and there are so many unanswered questions here still.
How do you drop an investigation, though, that you didn't really investigate, I'm guessing, that this was the NCAA, not the Big Ten?
The term, I agree. They're basically saying they will not suspend, they will not take further action is sort of the way it would go. So let's say they find out, I don't know, there's more games involved, or someone else might have known, or like we find out, so just some different things. It's not a major, major thing. But you don't have that uncertainty that the Big Ten might add a fourth game to it. So this was the deal. They're not going to court. This is not a major legal drama. This was not a few good men. This was not Harbaugh's exciting Judge Judy. It was just, all right, this is what we're doing. We're moving on. Everybody get... let's just concentrate on coaching football instead of doing this. I don't think they wanted to be just getting it past them. So that was the decision they made. Whether it was a good one or not for anybody, I have no idea.
What's the NCAA do, if anything?
They continue to investigate. So they're investigating, and you know, the investigation could likely extend past the season. Or it's certainly going to keep certainly the regular season. They still want to interview people. There's a lot going on. And then when they have their, they have a process, they find out what they are going to allege. They give a notice of allegations to Michigan. Michigan then has 90 days to respond to that. And then there's like a 45 day re-response. And then you move on to, do you negotiate there or do you take it to the full? There's a long process, man. The NCAA loves rules, processes, processes about rules, rules about process. So the, it, you know, it took 6 years on a on the FBI basketball scandals. Like I was on here 6 years ago talking about that. They finally ended them all and didn't really come up with anything. So it's a process. So the NCAAs could extend certainly into the summer. It could be a year from now. They're still going on that. So the Big Ten was doing was stepping in and saying, we got to punish him right away. We cannot let this wait. And I thought that was a tough precedent that they may regret that, but that was the decision they made. So here we go. The NCAA is going to continue their I mean, look, when there's an ongoing investigation in this case, Michigan, no one's saying Connor Stallions didn't do it, including Connor Stallions. Okay. He hasn't ever come out and said in a statement or anything, he's not talking to anyone, but he didn't come out in statement saying, I didn't do this. This is crazy. There's a simple explanation here. So when you have an ongoing investigation into something, the only information coming out is going to be either negative or neutral. Like, well, we didn't find anyone new. It's not going to be like there's an exoneration here. It's just highly improbable there's an exoneration that they that someone isn't bringing. So as it goes forward, you run risk when you're being investigated that something else negative will come out. Something it's just unlikely this is going to. I understand Michigan's call for due process and all those things, and due process is always a good thing to follow. But it's not like this due process has much likelihood of all of a sudden at the end of this going, hey, you know, it turns out nothing happened.
But they cheated.
Right.
How did who?
That's why they're not going to come up with, oh, they didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Turns out he didn't buy the tickets. Like, yes. So that's why when you're, if you're the defendant, if you will, you know that the investigation isn't going to clear you. It's either going to be neutral. This is it. Or it's going to be negative, whether that's a little or a lot.
Yeah.
Dan Wetzel. So they broke the rule.
Dan,
that's
yeah.
It.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times bestselling author. If I gave you one question for Harbaugh, what are you asking?
I don't know that Harbaugh. I kind of convinced Harbaugh didn't have any knowledge of this. So if I had to ask Harbaugh a question, it would be, why, you know, I think what Harbaugh is guilty of. I'm not really here to berate him, but why didn't you stay on top of your staff more about this is not the kind of thing we do. This has been a nightmare for Jim Harbaugh. If he indeed did not know how Connor Stallions was getting the information, if every other coaching staff in the country is able to get to steal the signs via videotapes, and game film and sharing the getting the information from their friends, which pretty much everyone does. Why did you think you should go this route? And part of it is you have these staffs are 70, 100 people. You have all these 20 something super aggressive, super competitive people in your staff in that grad assistant room. You have to walk in that grad assistant room every week and say, any one of you break any rule. None of you are important enough to break a rule. Any of you break any rule, bring any heat on us, I'll end your career. You have to put the fear in them. And clearly this guy did not act that way. He was acting in an extremely brazen manner to break a rule that had limited advantages to it. And that is what's taking him down.
If Michigan wins the national title, will you recognize them as national champs?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Look, they all have each other's signs. Let me tell you, Dan, this reminds me of Deflategate in a lot of ways. There was a lot of excitement. Oh my God, the footballs might be deflated. All this, this is how Tom Brady and the Patriots win. and it's the footballs. It's the footballs. Everyone's screaming. Tom Brady shouldn't play in the Super Bowl. The takes were outrageous. I sat in federal court and watched lawyers basically argue now whether the football were or were not deflated. They never really proved they were even deflated, but they were arguing essentially whether Tom Brady was good at football. It was because one side was arguing he's cheating and that's why he's good. And the other side's going, no, he's Tom Brady. And so whatever happened with the footballs were fine after that. And he won like four more Super Bowls with two teams. So this is cheating. They broke the rule. There should be a punishment. But the idea that this is some overwhelming advantage, everybody has everybody's place. The coaches staff share what they find with their friends on the other staff. Everyone's got each other's plays. Is this an unfair advantage? Is this over the top? Absolutely. I'm not exonerating it at all. Punish him. But to sit there and be like, we got to ban them from the playoff or you're not a real champion. They don't have the plays right now. If they win all these games, they're absolutely. I can't overstate. It's a thing, but I'm not going to overstate that this is the greatest crime in the history of football.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
That's Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times best-selling author. You know, I go back to Deflategate, and we had Aaron Rodgers on the show years ago. And Rodgers said that he overinflated the footballs. He liked them to be even tighter. And it didn't catch, you know, nobody was like, oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers is cheating. But Tom Brady, and then you have somebody known as the deflator. It's the Patriots. It's Brady. It's Belichick. And that's why it took off. But Aaron Rodgers, nobody cared. Wait, he's overinflating the footballs? Yeah. And he said that. Nobody cared. Buddha in San Francisco leads us off. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Nobody. Happy Meat Friday, boys. Dan, I mean, at the end of the day, Dan, Michigan and what it's done or not done, I don't think they're alone in whatever they did or not, or whatever they did or were doing. I mean, you can't convince me that other teams are not doing it. I mean, it's nowhere near also in the realm of egregiousness as what the Astros did, in my opinion. So for some reason, I'm just a huge Michigan fan now. So go Big Blue. But DP, looking at this weekend's games, there could be some sleeper matchups in the lineups there. I was looking at it. I mean, you got Kyler Murray going up against CJ. That could be spicy. I mean, that's sneaky good. And I was thinking, Dan, doesn't it seem like Kyler Murray looks like a little kid who just stole his little brother's candy and he's running around in a little white or red onesie just trying to escape him? It's amazing. It's pretty funny to watch sometimes.
Well, you still remember, or you might forget, just how dynamic he was. And to come back and see him running around was great. I mean, I have nothing against him. I know we had a bad situation at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, but he wasn't mean. He was just awkward. And I think he was overwhelmed by the situation. It was just uncomfortable. We had him back on, but it's not like I'm rooting against him. And, you know, it still gives us content. You know, he wants to win so he can keep his job with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals may not want to win so they could get the number one overall pick, or at least that's what we thought. But to see him, I want to see great players play great. And if he has that opportunity to be able to bring that back, great. Would I sign him to a long-term contract? No, because I don't. I think he's good at football. I don't know if he loves football. I think he's just always been the most talented player on the football field. And then when you get to the NFL, you have to study. He doesn't study. I don't want to invest $270 million in that. Cardinals said, yeah, we'll do it. Okay, good. It's on them. Yes, Marv.
Do you think maybe he still loves it, but maybe he's like, man, I really got to work now. I have to, like, study. Because in high school and college, I can just go be.
Michael Vick was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was so unbelievably talented. But, you know, there were people on the Falcons staff that said he doesn't put in the time. Johnny Manziel, ton of talent, didn't put in the time. It's the guys who have to put in the time, so then it's the norm. For, you know, Kyler Murray, it's like, wait, what do you want me to do? Well, we want you to open up your playbook. Why? He never needed to do that in college or high school. You get to the NFL, you have to do it. You have to put in the time. Your talent will take you only so far, and then you have to truly love the sport. And I don't know if Kyler Murray truly loves it. I just think he's really talented. Yes, Mark.
Is it love the sport or love the process?
Well, the process. Okay. Yeah. I think it's all under the same umbrella.
Got you.
Jared in Florida. Hey, Jared.
Hey, Dan. Happy Friday. 5'10", a big old 197. I am. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just wondering if anybody has been thinking about another perspective on Michigan football, where a scenario that I've been hearing, and when I say I've been hearing, I heard myself tell my wife while I was showering this morning. What about the scenario like a Blue Chips, where we've got the Friends of Michigan football approached Connor, a staffer only making $55K, because let's face it, he's not buying thousands of dollars in tickets, and said, hey, we would like you to go do this.
Look, I have a ton of questions, Jared. And that one, you can put it in the blender. Somebody had to finance his trips. He was making, what, $55,000? Now, I know that you can get by in Ann Arbor, I'm sure, off campus, but who was paying for airfare or gas or tickets? Paying for somebody on the other end at a game to record something and then send it to you? Like, I got a lot of questions. I'd like to talk to the assistant coaches, the coordinators. Somebody benefited, right? Somebody. Because you can't, if you're Connor Stallions, do you go, hey, nobody's looking at all this stuff that I keep bringing to you. Hey, I keep giving you all these signals and I've decoded all of this. Nobody's listening to me. Somebody did. Somebody cheated. How long you been cheating? And Michigan got off easy. Yes, Eden.
That's why I'm a little puzzled by the, it really wasn't much of a benefit. So everybody's making a big deal out of this. Like, that's like the, well, just because you know it's a curveball, you still have to hit it. So it's not really that much of a benefit. I mean, you still have to hit it. I'm a little confused by that reaction of like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
You still have to know how to buy the stock after you get the tip. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, you still have to know how to use a computer to day trade or whatever. You're like, yeah. I don't know. I don't understand why it would. The reaction would be, this is much ado about nothing.
And everybody's doing it. Okay, is everybody doing what you're doing?
If everybody's doing it, then why was Michigan so incensed that, hey, Rutgers is sharing our plays? That was the very first thing they said when they were accused of this is, well, hey, they're doing it.
Yeah.
Then,
all right, we'll take a break. Play of the day is up next. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It was a flock of seagulls, the Fix, Ministry, and the Police in an all-day affair. And that was the first time I'd seen a flock of seagulls.
Mm.
And this to me was probably one of the first pure new wave bands I saw in person.
Mm. Bad haircuts.
But that was part of their selling point.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Speaking of a one-armed or one-handed keyboard player.
Yeah.
This dude essentially plays one note the entire song.
Okay.
And then sings.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
A flock of seagulls should fly over Kroppensburg State for their opening game. That would be fun.
Make a time. Before we get to Herm Edwards, I want to play something Deion Sanders had to say. Welcome to big-time college football and recruiting, Deion. Here is Deion yesterday.
I don't talk about any other coaches or teams or staff. I don't believe in that. I'm not going to put you down so I can stand up. I've never been that type of player or person in my life. But all these other schools are telling these young men and their families, I'm not going to be here.
Right.
I come at it two different ways. I said, well, that's an honor. They said, what do you mean? They think that we're going to be so successful that I'm going to leave.
Right.
So they understand what we possess and the potential that we possess. But then that's not true.
Okay, I'm surprised that Deion's surprised. Yes, they're going to say things about you if you're successful, if you're onto something, if you're getting the best recruits. Herm Edwards, he knows the business, ESPN NFL college football analyst. What do you make of what Deion's saying that other schools are saying, hey, don't go there because he's going to go elsewhere?
Yeah, I dealt with that myself when I got back. He's going to go back to pro football, all those things. That's just part of it. But it's kind of ironic anymore because as much as the players say, well, the coach is going to leave, by the way, they leave too now. The portal, the transfer portal.
Yeah.
You got to recruit them after every game if they're not playing, right? So it works both ways.
What is tougher, coaching in the NFL or coaching in college now?
Oh, I would say college.
Really?
Because of the fact that you got to constantly recruit your guys. And, you know, and that's just part of the deal now. That's part of what you do. And it's difficult at times because you're trying to build a football team. And when the season ends, you don't know who's leaving, who's staying. You know, a freshman guy has been pretty good, played a little bit. All of a sudden, some other school's after him. He comes in and he tells you his story. And certain guys obviously are saying these schools are after me, coach, and here's the number. And so can you match the number, right? It's interesting.
What's the biggest number you had to pay out?
Well, I'm not going to get into that. I'll tell you this. I lost eight of them.
You lost eight players.
One of them might win the Heisman.
Oh, okay.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Right. I had Jaden for 3 years. I had him as a freshman.
That's a special player.
Yeah, he's really good. Good kid. I talked to him probably once every other week.
So LSU came up with a better offer.
Well, that's just, I don't know what, you know, it's just, like I said, I lost eight of them.
But it's they're legal. It's legal, though, ish, right?
Yeah. Good for them. He's playing good.
Oh, I love it. NIL. Oh, transfer boy. Portal.
It's free agency.
I know. And I can't imagine, like, you're watching your kids, and then you're like, hey, has anybody seen Tommy? You didn't hear? I think he's visiting whatever, Texas A&M. Wait a minute. I thought isn't he happy here? He wants to be happier.
You know what's really interesting now, because I'm getting calls from scouts that are looking at some of the guys that left, and they're calling me and say, coach, I know he was with you for 2 or 3 years. Can you tell me a little bit about him? I said, oh, yeah, he's a great kid, whatever. You know, I'm giving him a good recommendation because they were all good kids. It's just in today's world, it's just part of it. You know it when you get into this, especially in college coaching anymore.
All right, let's look at the Harbaugh, Michigan situation. What do you think of the crime? What do you think of the punishment?
Well, I'll say this. I think it's galvanizing this football team. I think he's done a fabulous job of dealing with a team that has a lot of mental toughness. And I just think that it's unfortunate, the situation that has occurred. Looking at signals and trying to get signals, this has been going on.
But could you imagine one of your assistant coaches doing that? And you not knowing it?
Well, you know, hey, all I know is this, and you know this too, Dan. When you are the leader, no matter what, you get to make a lot of decisions, right? And you get to make decisions, you set policies. But here's the deal. It's like when you watch a football game, a coach makes a lot of decisions on what's about to be called. But he has no control of what those players are about to do when the ball's being hiked. And it's the same way in college football, pro football. You make a lot of decisions. You tell people, you trust them, and you let them go do their jobs. And then when things like this occur, guess what?
It's on you.
It's on you.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. It's hard. And I'm not going to get into the weeds with it because I don't know the whole story. It's a hard deal, man. And I've sat in that seat, and I know how that feels.
Talking to Herm Edwards, former NFL player, coach, now working for the mothership. I saw this inside USC with Scott Wolf, a great reporter. Lincoln Riley's name just keeps coming up for jobs. Several college coaches told me yesterday they heard that Riley has interest in the Texas A&M job. He's revered in Texas, the coach said. He likes recruiting in Texas, has high school connections there. I think there's something to it. What do you make of that?
Well, that, you know, he's a hot commodity. I mean, if you want offense, if you want to score 50 points, he's your guy. There's no doubt about that. And this is part of college football anymore. You know, these guys move around. College coaches move around more than NFL coaches, to be quite honest. Yeah. you can't keep your coaching staff. They're always, it seems like you're losing a guy or two every year. And I just think if they come after you and your contract states that you you can leave, a lot of these guys will leave. I think a lot of these contracts now that these coaches have, there's certain stipulations in the contract where you got to stay a certain amount of time. So,
but you said, I think you're on record as saying Lane Kiffin would be a good choice for Texas A&M.
Sure. I've known Lane. I mean, Lane was a ball boy when we were in Tampa together with Monty. Monty was a coordinator down there. I was down there with Tony, and so I've known Lane quite a long time. I think he brings offense and college football now. I mean, you've watched it, Dan. I mean, you got to score. You can't even stay in the game if you don't score over 30 points. You got to score the ball in college football because the way they play anymore, they spread you out and they use the whole field. They just throw it around a lot. They just do. That's what it looks like. And he can recruit. He'll be good with the alums. He's always going to have an opinion, which is kind of good, right? He can stir it up with the best of them.
That's so true.
I just think, he would be a guy. He's used to the conference. He can recruit in the conference. He's good in the living room. And he's a good football coach.
Yeah, you're talking about coaches who are on the move. And, we don't even blink when, somebody said, when you say, well, he could end up at Texas A&M or Lincoln Riley could end up at – it didn't used to be that way.
No.
Like, there's no loyalty at anywhere, it feels like, in college football. Like the players, the coaches, whatever's best for me. It's all individualistic.
And that's the hard part, especially if you come from the old school, right? Because you can't stay too old school. You kind of move on. But I just think that there's certain guys you've watched at certain universities, and they've been there for quite some time. They're not leaving. They're just kind of hunkered in there. And there's other guys that move. And I just think, according to what generation you're in, that's the mindset you have as a coach.
Could you see an offense, Herm, going old school, like Nebraska used to when they – with that running attack that – I mean, big linemen, like, because it feels like somebody's going to be – have a counterattack where everybody's got smaller, quicker defensive players where maybe we just go, we have a home field advantage. This is our system. We're going to do it. Can you see that happening?
Great point. I don't think you go to the extent of Army, but I think you make a great point. And there's some schools, you look at Washington, you look at Oregon, they still run the ball, right? They can pound it on you. Oregon State does a really good job. It's a pro offense. Coach does a marvelous job. He uses the tight ends. He uses play action passes. They can pound you, right? Stanford was like that when Coach Shaw was there. We were like that a little bit at Arizona State. We wanted to run the ball. We had some good running backs. Rashad White, obviously, with the Bucks now. We had Ayuk as one of the receivers. We had some guys. We were a pro-style offense. We weren't opened up as much. So there's some coaches that still do that. The problem with that is this. When you get behind in college football, you get down three scores, you have to have the ability to open it up. You just do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
Great to talk to you as always. Hope you're having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm like you. Every time something happens, I don't even scratch my head anymore. I go, oh, okay. What else? there's always something, Dad, right?
It is.
When you think you've seen it all, you look again, you go, really? Okay.
He's Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL college football analyst, former NFL and college coach. Thank you, Herm.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Get some phone calls in here. He got a lot of footballs in there in that trophy case. We had him on during COVID, and he was so good. And there were quite a few coaches who came on during COVID because we were trying to get any kind of content here. And I just remember there were a few coaches who were available, and usually they were in their home office. And I remember Herm's always fired up, always in a good mood, wanting to talk football. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Relocating, Dan, relocating is on my mind. I have a trivia question for you that I'm pretty certain you're going to get. Yesterday, MLB owners approved the A's moving to Las Vegas. This will be their fourth state and city in the life of their franchise. But the record for the most traveled professional sports team, and even though the math doesn't work on this, is a team that moved four different times to five different cities and states. What was the team?
Okay. So it's not the A's.
It is not the A's.
Okay, not the A's. What sport?
Basketball.
It's not my Kansas City Royals.
It is.
And it's the Cincinnati Royals and Kansas City Omaha Kings, the Rochester Royals.
And now the Sacramento Kings.
Okay, yeah. My childhood team, the Cincinnati Royals. Yeah, Paul.
And there was a point where a lot of people thought the Sacramento Kings were going to Vegas with the Maloof brothers maybe 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, said that he tried for a new stadium in Oakland, tried for over a decade.
Sorry.
Okay, maybe you did, but how reasonable? What was the ask of Oakland? That's what I want. It's almost like, hey, we'll try to get a stadium for you, but this is what we want out of this. This is what you have to pony up. Oh, you can't do it? We got to move to Vegas. That's the feeling I've always gotten with Oakland, that they were, I think there was a big ask by Major League Baseball. Hey, we want you to develop waterfronts. You know, we want to have shopping mall. And it wasn't just a baseball stadium. And I don't know if the commissioner is, I mean, it might be disingenuous with what was the ask. Was it just a simple, hey, want a new stadium? Sure. Okay. Let's build one. I mean, Oakland's got a lot of other things to worry about, like bigger picture than just a stadium. So I don't know if baseball met them halfway, a quarter of the way. Yes, Todd?
It's like, I guess you didn't want to keep the team bad enough. You didn't make the right offer.
Yes, because now it comes back on Oakland that Oakland couldn't keep them. Yeah, Paul?
If you go back to 2021, the Oakland A's announced they were looking at both options in Oakland and Las Vegas. Then the commissioner, Manfred, decided to waive the relocation fee to move to Vegas of $300 million.
Yeah.
My guess is that would really incentivize them to go to look at Vegas more than Oakland.
Sure.
So that there's MLB did nothing to keep them in Oakland and greenlit Vegas.
Once again, going back to that report by Scott Wolf, who covers USC, Lincoln Riley, and the fact that several college coaches told the reporter they had heard Lincoln Riley has interest in the Texas A&M job. Anyway, they heard that. So there's no report, but it's sort of bubbling. Feels like that. Dale in Iowa. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I'm a 32-year member of the Dead Dads Club.
All right.
No ding.
No ding.
Real quick, last week when you were on the Veterans Day, you talked about your uncle serving in Chosun, Korea.
Yeah.
My dad also served in Korea. Two Bronze Star, two Purple Hearts, Frostbite. And every time MASH would come on, in those episodes where it was really cold, you would just see in his eyes and he would say, God, I've never been so cold as in my life.
Yeah.
But anyway, with the Krista Thompson story, which also leads me to one of my leaders when I was in the Army said to me one time, he was like, Sergeant, when you have troops under your command, credibility is the most important thing. It's gained in inches and lost in miles. And the minute they find out that you may have fabricated something, they're never going to believe anything. They're not going to believe in you anymore. And I just think of some of the stories where I've read about the intense homework that Melissa Stark and Michelle Tafoya did leading up to a game. And then in game, how they would kind of fill that with those stories. And then the other thing is, God, the elements they're in, like when it's December and that, and you know, you got the guys in the booth and they're like, we'll toss it down to Melissa and she's freezing like crazy. So anyway, Carissa Thompson just lost all credibility with me.
Yeah. Thank you, Dale. We did reach out to a lot of people who affected by this, involved in this. I think a lot of people don't want to stoke the fire any more than it's already been stoked on this. But if somebody joins us, we gave them the final hour of the program, inviting Carissa, some other people as well. But, you know, if they don't want to, certainly their prerogative. It's a touchy topic, certainly for these great sideline reporters. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Oh, the most must-win game of the weekend. That's coming up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. More phone calls. NFL looking at the Cincinnati Bengals, investigating why their quarterback wasn't on the injured list. Have that for you coming up here in a moment. Also, a statement from Clarissa Thompson via Instagram. We'll have that for you coming up here in a moment. The weekend in the NFL, the most must-win game of the weekend. We already had that for you as well. And Cincinnati Bengals, now the longest of long odds to win the AFC North. It's the Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals. But the Ravens lost Mark Andrews maybe for the rest of the season with an injury last night. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals under the microscope. Here is what is being reported. The NFL is investigating why the Bengals did not list Joe Burrow on their injury report when the team posted a picture of him wearing a device on his wrist Wednesday night. He appeared to be hampered by the injury early in the Thursday night game that he later left. The initial picture of Burrow wearing a device that looked like a soft cast on his thumb was posted by the Bengals, only to be deleted later. I swear, if you're a gambler, you need to know those things. You need to have that information. Now, they can take away, they can fine you, they can take away draft picks as well for something like this. Yeah, Paul.
A couple years ago, 2019, with Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers were fined $75,000. Mike Tomlin himself was fined $25,000 for Roethlisberger's name not being on a practice injury report.
All right, final hour here. Come up with a poll question. Play of the day was brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And let me see. It's a Meat Friday, by the way. I'm getting a little discombobulated here. Reversed seared bone-in pork chops, New York strip steaks, smashed baby potatoes, and baked cream spinach. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
We say good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you. If you've downloaded the app. And time is running out. Dan's deals. Okay, you have until the end of today. It was Thursday and Friday. If you're on the newsletter, you can see all the items that are at least 50% off. And these are really great brands, friends of the show, and products that we think that you'll like. Certainly, your holiday shopping can be done in one fell swoop. Limited quantities. Yes, Eden.
I think we're actually going now through Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, we are?
Possibly, depending on quantity, it's a Monday morning situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going well, though.
All right.
They're good products, though.
Yes, they are. The call to action. That's what this is right now. We spent a little bit of time talking about Carissa Thompson and the statement that she put out after what happened yesterday where, well, let me play it. So give you context. She was with Big Cat, PFT commentator, and had this to say.
And I've said this before, so I haven't been fired for saying it, but I'll say it again. I would make up the report sometimes because, A, the coach wouldn't come out at halftime or it was too late. And I was like, I didn't want to screw up the report. So I was like, I'm just going to make this up because, first of all, no coach is going to get mad if I say, hey, we need to stop hurting ourselves. We needed to be better on third down. We need to stop turning the ball
Pressure
over.
The quarterback.
We need, exactly. and do a better job of getting off the field. Like, they're not going to correct me on that.
Right.
I'm like, it's fine. I'll just make up the report.
Okay. She put out a statement this morning saying, okay, let's address the elephant in the room. I have a responsibility to myself and my employers to clarify what is being reported. When on a podcast this week, I said I would make up reports early in my career when I worked as a sideline reporter before I transitioned to my current host role. Working in media, I understand how important words are, and I chose the wrong words to describe the situation. I'm sorry. I have never lied about anything or been unethical during my time as a sports broadcaster. So that's Carissa Thompson of Fox. And she was also the host of Amazon's Thursday Night Football as well. Seton poll question for the final hour is going to be what?
Well, Dan, right now we got a couple of bangers up there.
Oh.
Michigan dropping their appeal makes them look soft or smart. Right now, that one is 50-50, down the middle, with a lot of votes, too. So it's not like it just got up there.
Okay.
A bunch of people voting 50-50, soft and smart. And then more damning, Michigan dropping the appeal or Harbaugh agreeing to the suspension. 57% say Jim Harbaugh agreeing to be suspended is more damning.
Well, it's only because of how he acted leading up to this. I thought there was going to be fire and brimstone today. I thought it was going to be, he's going to be up there in front of everybody and proclaim his innocence, and we're going to fight this, and we're going to win. It'll be his Gipper speech, and then nothing. Yes, Marvin?
He could have used the info he got in civics class.
He could have.
Martin Luther King speech and Gettysburg Address and all that rolled into one.
Yeah, he chose not to. And all this was a negotiation, in my opinion. That is, hey, I'll do this. What will you give us? Hey, I can. We'll end this whole discussion. We can get back to the football season and let me be eligible for the postseason and all those things. How about we drop our portion of this investigation, our appeal? How about that? We drop our appeal. How about you drop the investigation? Two more games, including an Ohio State game, and good. Okay. And then you're done. Yeah, Paul.
I don't understand the upside for Michigan and Harbaugh in dropping this, because if they lost it, they put up a fight, and it makes them look like they're defending their honor. Mm-hmm. If they just give up, they have no assurances, at least that we know of, that the NCAA will stop this investigation. So I don't understand the upside for stopping it by Michigan.
I understand why the Big Ten would go, okay. But the NCAA shouldn't have any opinion in this from the standpoint of preferential treatment, or, you know, we want that school to look good, or we want them to stay in it. We want to make sure that Jim is there. Maybe we get them in the national title picture. Maybe Ohio State, Michigan are, in the Final Four. Everybody in the conference benefits here. I don't know. But I guess it's over for the time being.
And by the time the NCAA gets around to investigating this, like a full investigation, I mean, it could be a couple of years.
Jim will be done with his next NFL job.
And then back in college. Yeah, probably. All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Cincinnati is now 5-5. And the Bengals have lost 15 primetime road games in a row. So that goes back to 2012. They're sort of the Kirk Cousins of football teams. Like, the team loses. Kirk Cousins doesn't do well in primetime. But Cincinnati, you almost won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Now that's 15 primetime road games in a row dating back to 2012.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Here's Bengals head coach Zach Taylor talking about Joe Burrow's injury.
It looks like he sprained his wrist. So fell on it early in the game and then felt it on the touchdown pass. All the information I have is 2 seconds worth. And then we went to go try to find five to win the game.
Okay. But was this a pre-existing injury? That's what I want to know. I don't know if he was asked, was this a pre-existing? I mean, that's the question I would ask to the coach.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that right now. I'm not a doctor.
It's a good luck wrap he likes to put on his hand. Yeah. Not doing
what does exist mean? We're all existing here, man.
Yeah, man.
No, if it was Mike McDaniels, he would be like, whoa, man.
Pre-post. Yeah. I'm not a timeline, man. It's about the now, baby, now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's all relative.
Feel me, dog?
Yeah. Get a couple phone calls in here. Vic in Ohio. Hi, Vic. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, fellas. I'm first-time caller, 5'10", 160 pounds. Dan, I'd like your opinion on something. You are my voice of reason in a vast wasteland of baloney and clickbaits and whatnot. Being from Ohio, I don't have a very good perspective on the competitive advantage theories on the science dealing, and I'd like to present some evidence to you, and I'd really like your opinion, because honestly, I don't really care what Paul Feinbaum or Dan Wetzel cares. I'm not saying they don't have an agenda, but you've always been neutral.
Well, wait, what do you mean presenting evidence here, Vic?
Facts, basic facts.
I don't want to get into this. I mean, you're not an investigator. I want to be fair to the situation here, Vic. I would talk to you, but I can't just have somebody putting out information, because then it's attributed to my show. And I'm not going to do a live investigation here. All right, couple more.
Maybe we should start.
No. Wayne in Nebraska. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind today?
Hola, Dan. I was just calling in. Everyone's piling on this Carissa Thompson for her reporting, but no one's reporting on something that has been tainted two of the best universities in the longest time, the Roid controversy at Krappensburg State and IUPUI. It not only did it nearly kill the program, I guess, it totally wrecked them.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. It took a little while.
Nice payoff.
Yeah. Yeah. Hemorrhoids.
Rectum.
Yeah. Gosh, my father would be so proud right now of that foul. Rectum damn near killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to be honest that there was an investigation into the serious roids problem at Krappensburg State, but it was not steroids. It was hemorrhoids at Krappensburg State.
Nearly.
Ryan in Queens. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Good morning, DP. I just have a quick. I was thinking about Jimbo Fisher. He got tens of millions of dollars, the percentage of this buyout, to go away. What's stopping him from taking that buyout, taking another job, making a quote-unquote donation to his new school, and funding NIL for his new player, essentially being Belichick? GM and head coach. What do you think?
That might be illegal. I mean, there aren't too many things that are illegal in college athletics. Apparently sign stealing is, but if you take your payout and then you want to use that for NIL. We had Herm Edwards on last hour, and he was saying, we were talking about NIL and kids transferring and, you know, all this stuff that goes on. And then he said, well, I got a Heisman candidate that I had, and I lost him to LSU. And I said, you know, they paid more money. Well, I don't want to get
in. Oh, no, I don't know about that. They get that classic smile on his face.
Yes, yeah, Jaden Daniels.
God, is he great.
Yeah. But so they paid, we gave him better price. I don't want to get into that. Yes, Marvin.
Sorry, back to Jimbo Fisher. Is he basically Gene Chizik, where I just had a supremely talented quarterback, and that's why I have a national championship?
That's a big left turn there. All right. Sure. I guess. Jimbo Fisher never moved the needle for me. It was like, all right, you know. Then I thought he was going to get fired at Florida State, and then next thing you know, he's getting off a private plane, Texas A&M, and getting a 10-year deal. I'm like, good luck with that. Yeah, Paul.
Well, these college coaches have learned that when you start cooling off, you jump. He was cooling off Jimbo Fisher at Florida State and jumped to a desperate A&M franchise that needed to fix things.
Chris in Syracuse. Hi, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hey, I had a comment and a question for you. My comment off of you and Paulie talking a couple segments ago about Flock of Seagulls when you mentioned how bad their hair looked, it brought me back to one of my favorite lines from Pulp Fiction when Jules hit that guy on the couch with, hey, you Flock of Seagulls, when she told my man Vince where you got the stuff hit at. And my question for you off the Herm Edwards interview, Dan, what do you think of first with Herm Edwards, the coach with the you play to win the game, or the player with the miracle in the Meadowlands, which ushered in the victory formation?
Well, it depends on how old you are. I think you play to win. As soon as Fritzy said Herm was joining me, first thing I thought of was you play to win the game. But if you're old enough and you remember when he was a defensive back for the Eagles, and Larry Zonka fumbled the ball. So it was supposed to be a victory formation, but they were handing the ball off to the sure-handed Larry Zonka. And they didn't take a knee back then. Like, you're watching, and you would run a play, and then the clock would run out. Well, fumbled. Herm picked it up, took it back. Miracle to Meadowlands. But I would say you play to win the game. Yes, Bowie.
By the way, Chris in Syracuse is like Forrest Gump. He just appears out of nowhere or something. He calls in, then you don't hear from him a year. He boosts morale on a Friday.
Always great to hear from Chris. A professional caller.
It's like if Michael Jordan all of a sudden showed up in a random, subbed in a Bulls game today. You'd be like, whoa, nobody said anything?
A legend.
What the hell? Yeah, well, I just figured I'd get a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan. How's
it? Yeah. Professional caller. Very, very good. Always great to hear from him. All right, quick NFL game. Are they done? We'll have that for you coming up. So we're going to decide now.
Yes.
If this team is done.
Done, done.
Done, done. Okay, Kay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.